At the root of everything is that factionalism was created when immigrants came to our way of living. And I think this factionalism was destructive to our people. And so what you mentioned in terms of all these factions is not the Dakota way of life. One ingredient that's still present today is that every Dakota person living at that period of time, I believe, knew that it was futile. Every Dakota person knew that it was futile. But at the same time, they also were promised a lot of promises through treaties that if you, to kind of back up, back in 1830, there was a U.S. policy initiated by Andrew Jackson. It's called the Indian Removal Act of 1830. And the purpose of that is against the Cherokees because they were sitting on lands that had gold. And so they were forcibly moved to Oklahoma. So I think that impetus of this conflict has to do with the same kind of Indian Removal Act of 1830. And before the treaties or anything happened, Indian removal was happening to our Dakota people and put into, I guess, holding places that we call Indian communities or reservations. So that the impetus of taking away the land, the abundance of resources, and so on, was the main goal. So that, in a sense, I think that what I know with my studies and what I teach today is that United States is built on this concept of democracy and capitalism. Democracy is good, but it's counterproductive to capitalism. So I think that in a sense, capitalism is very frenzied activity. And I think that Indian removal was very negative on Native American people. And it was a frenzied economic venture that cheated and underhandedly dealt with Native American people. And that was the impetus of why they resisted. And they didn't want to go to war. But what would you do if you were promised thousands and thousands of dollars if you moved onto a small portion of land in the United States that will feed you, we'll give you implements so that you could be farmers, we'll do this and we'll do that. But when you did move onto those small pockets of land, you were starving. Your children were starving. Your women, grandfathers, and grandmothers, they were all starving. What were they to do? So I think that in a sense, in this instance of a Little Crow was that they were pushed into a corner where they were either going to starve or resist. And so I think if I lived in those times and my family was pushed to starvation, and regardless of what number, overwhelming number of standing army, I would fight. I would fight today, even though I knew it would be futile, because you're going to die anyway. You're going to starve. So we want to die honorably, or you want to die being defensive and just keel over and die. So I, as a warrior today, I would, even today, for example, if a foreign nation came and tried to do what they did to Dakota people, if the Chinese came and tried to do with Americans today, I would fight the Chinese even though it will be futile.